Stop number 3 is the old relic stream bit. To get there, turn away from the bridge at stop number 2 and go through the break in the trees to the right of the sign reading, "Beware Alligators in Lake." A sign marking stop number 3 is affixed to a cypress tree about 150 feet on the left. Pay attention to the cypress trees as you pass along the old creek path. Cypress are deciduous conifers. That means that they have needles and cones rather than leaves, like pine trees, but lose their needles in the fall and grow new ones in the spring, like other deciduous trees. In the summer, this part of the lake can be very dark and shady. In the winter, it is much more open. Have a close look at the vegetation that grows at the base of some of the larger cypress trees. You'll see examples of wax myrtle, sawgrass, sweet spire, and swamp rose. These shrub-like plants that grow from the base of cypress trees are very important to the wildlife of a cypress dome. They provide habitat, forage, and shelter to many of the water birds, which can hop up out of the water into the shrubbery. You'll also notice the many cypress knees poking out of the water along here. Cypress knees are woody projections from the cypress roots into the air above the soil and water around the tree. The knees' function has been much debated. Some assert that they provide oxygen to the roots that grow in low-oxygen swamp waters. Maybe, maybe not. We do know that cypress knees, along with the buttressed forms of the base of the cypress trunk, give the tree greater stability. A tree that grows in wet soil in hurricane country needs all the stability it can get.